This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. This is the center of the resistance, as we like to say down here in Austin. I'm Marlon Office. We're entering the era of big trans. If you're wondering what that interesting expression means, a new report suggests that transgender ideology is being powered by $400 million from business and advocates. Transgender activists are, of course, the craziest people in the world. Now, there are people who suffer from this horrifying condition, not nearly as many as who are diagnosed with it. But the question of the transgender lobby isn't about medical ethics or treatment pathways. The problem is that it has become entirely a political virtue signaling performance act. And it's become, as Time magazine crowned it, the new civil rights frontier, with a predictable result that expressing the correct opinion about the trans issue has become the new litmus test for whether or not you're the right kind of person, whether or not you are acceptable for polite society. If there was any doubt that the trans lobby is just a bunch of underprivileged, desperately miserable and highly vulnerable, in need activists, armed with little but Twitter accounts and their powers of persuasion, that has been conclusively debunked by a report that has tracked the flow of pro-transgender funding via donors and business groups to reveal that $400 million has now been spent by professional activists to allow men to wander into women's bathrooms, to punish, to ritually humiliate, abuse, intimidate, bully, and punish those of us who believe that medicine should not play second fiddle to political ideology. What do the studies show? They show that people who have this surgery have rates of regret that are astonishingly high. They show that the transition surgery that is being suggested for children by some doctors, doctors saying that prepubescent boys should be put on hormone blockers. This stuff is very upsetting to anybody who has children, who is worried about their children being subject to this kind of ideology in schools. And I get emails from people who say, my kid's teacher in a public school is telling my child about transgenders because he picked up, you know, the wrong toy at playtime or whatever. They're excited by it. They're almost gleeful. They love this stuff. It's like, ooh, I got one in my classroom. It's sick. It's horrible. And what the studies show is that people who have this surgery don't get better. It doesn't help them. The depression rates and the suicide rates don't improve. If anything, one particular set of data suggests that they get worse, as well as the regret rates. We had a caller on the show yesterday said, don't do it. But this is the new political orthodoxy, and it's not just activists, well-funded and hysterical online. This is now the era of big trans. There's big money to be made if you are a sufficiently woke activist appealing to big business and appealing to private donors to push a particular kind, a particularly sociopathic and disgusting kind of political activism masquerading as medical care, as tolerance, diversity, and niceness. Niceness being the great cancer of our age. It's the era of big trans. They're coming for you, and you best express the right opinion, because if you don't, you could lose your job. You could lose your friends. It is professionally disastrous and socially horrifying to step outside the consensus, the media-created consensus, and now there's a hell of a lot of money behind it, making sure that you stay in line. Era of big trans. We'll be right back after this.
excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Obviously, this is a really tough tragedy to deal with, but I just wanted to talk to you about your perspective from a sheriff's standpoint with gun control and ask you how much of your call for gun control is rooted in your actual want for gun control as a sheriff, and how much is driven by your own political ideology as a registered Democrat?
I don't have any political ideologies. I just do what's right for the community. Mm-hmm. I don't worry about doing things to get reelected or elected. I just do what's right and safe for the people who are elected in the first place. I'm for sensible gun control. I understand that there's more than one aspect, more than one discipline and dimension that's going to have to come into place for us to be a safe society. We have to have Baker Act rules extended.
Yeah.
Police officers need to be able to take people into custody who post certain things.
That's the video from Laura Luma confronting the sheriff near the Florida shooting. Very tragic. Before the break, we were talking about the era of big trans, a new study that shows that $400 million has been used to indoctrinate the American population on the subject of transgenderism, replacing medical ethics and science with political ideology, parents now being punished if they are insufficiently woke on the trans question. This is the new era of big trans. But joining us is Laura Luma, our intrepid reporter from the ground in Florida. Hello, Pumpkin. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Milo?
I'm good. Now, the sound on our sheriff video was not perfect. So give us a quick recap on what the sheriff told you about gun control. And then I want to ask you about some of the other stories that are coming out of that area. And also, of course, about the ongoing controversy in the media about these kids. What was the sheriff's line on gun control when you asked him?
Well, I went to a kind of like a memorial site, and I saw the sheriff walking around, so I found him and had to ambush him. So the sheriff basically told me, I don't have a political ideology. I just do what's best for the community, which is absolute garbage, right? Because this guy ran on the Democratic ticket to become the sheriff of Broward County. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but he's spotted in multiple pictures rubbing elbows with Hillary Clinton, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden.
All of your favorites. Favorite people.
And so then what happened is at the end of the interview, he walked away from me because he was pretty annoyed with me. So I followed him, and I wouldn't let him get away, and I shoved my camera in his face again, and I said, you say you don't have an ideology, but you're seen in pictures with Hillary and Debbie. What's up with that? And he got really angry and gave me the whole, ma'am, this interview is over, and walked away, just like Sheriff Lombardo in Vegas. So I really am getting a reputation for being, the most hated journalist among America's sheriffs.
Well, you're not going to get any sexy law enforcement boyfriends anytime soon, Laura.
Also, Milo, I want to add as well, I asked him, I said, so your rhetoric and the department sheriff and the department's rhetoric and the community's rhetoric is very anti-Trump. When are you going to hold the FBI accountable for dropping the ball? Do you agree that they're responsible? And he literally said, oh, I don't think that anyone is responsible besides the shooter. So this sheriff is so out of touch with reality and is, so unwilling to admit the truth that he's willing to contradict what the official FBI statement said. Even the FBI released a statement saying that they were responsible for this, that they dropped the ball. So the fact that the sheriff just wants to continue with this with this false narrative that the shooter was responsible and only responsible for this. I mean, he's out of control.
People are starting to feel the consequences of stepping out of line and the official version of events here. Now, I want to be careful about what we say, the words we use, and the allegations that we're making, and stick strictly to what we know for sure and we can prove. But many people have noticed that something's a little off about some of the testimony from the students who emerged after the shooting.
Right.
And for discussing that, at least one person has lost their job. Florida lawmaker aide has been fired. He's an aide to Sean Harrison, a Republican down in Tampa. He was fired for emailing the Tampa Bay Times the following. Both kids in the picture are not students here, but actors that travel to various... You know the message. So,
right.
You know, we don't know anything for sure. What people are doing is asking questions because they've noticed something slightly odd. I happen to find the Twitter stream of the leading girl in this movement, the one who's supposedly organizing the march, of course she's doing no such thing, to be very peculiar. And it reminds me of Malala Yousafzai, the young hijabed Muslim girl with the, of course, with the UN dad. They've always got a parent in law enforcement or a parent in some globalist institution, who had lines fed to her by her father and read scripted responses out to try to persuade the international community that, of course, the Islam has nothing to do with terrorism and blah, blah, blah. Talk to us about, not necessarily about the allegation that these kids are being stitched up and we're going to find out the truth on that. But what does it say about America that we've gone from a country that used to you know, pretty rigorously defend free speech to one in which sites of shootings are demolished to cover up any ability of the public to judge for themselves what happened? Intelligence agencies are silent or, you know, not complicit, at least negligent and unapologetic. And people who question the official version of events are forced out from their jobs. What's going on?
Well, you know, I think that the idea of calling something a false flag or calling something, not 100% real or really challenging the official narrative is becoming more mainstream, really in thanks to people like Alex Jones and yourself, who are making it more culturally acceptable to question authority figures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always saw with these tragedies in the past that it was very taboo to even open your mouth about it and you would get, you know, shunned immediately. But now, at least I would say almost half the country, or really majority of the country, is really starting to see that when these events take place, we're not getting the truth. And there is an aspect of a cover up, or there is an aspect of, you know, falsehood that is really leading the discussion about the quote unquote official narrative. We saw that with the Las Vegas shooting, and now we're seeing this as well with this student, David Hogg, who people are calling an actor, whether or not you believe he's an actor or not. But the thing that I find most concerning about this student is the fact that his father is an FBI agent, because it really makes you wonder if CNN, in combination with our intelligence agencies, is using this child as a prop to push forward anti-Trump rhetoric from the Bureau and the mainstream media. And, you know, I'm not really concerned as to whether he's a student there. I'm really concerned about how the FBI and CNN are using them in their efforts to undermine President Trump and other Republicans.
And it's remarkable the extent to which this debate is becoming fact-free. There are numerous examples now springing up from all over the world about how to deal with this kind of thing effectively. Israel, for instance, after a school shooting, after a tragedy there, instituted armed teachers, and there have been no shootings since. And this is in, you know, I mean, all of Israel is a perpetual war zone. You know, I mean, it's Tel Aviv, which is relatively peaceful most of the time, of course. But, there are examples now. There's clear evidence for what Second Amendment advocates have been saying for some time, which is just arm the teachers. That's what they did in Israel. It works. But law enforcement is so co-opted by the leftist, you know, globalist Democrat vision of the world, so united in hostility and opposition to the president, to guns, to everything. It's remarkable to hear a sheriff. I guess they're elected officials with a badge, right? They're not really like regular. They're not really like regular police officers.
Yeah.
They're more like politicians, really. But it's remarkable to see somebody in a police badge spreading opinions and sharing views that are so obviously counterfactual. We've entered the realm now of emotion versus emotion, and whoever can tell the best story and tug on the greatest heartstrings is going to win factual debate. Seems to me a very worrying state of affairs, right?
Yeah, no, and I agree. And if you're going to have the nerve to use your position as an authority figure, whether you be a sheriff or a politician, to use children and exploited tragedy to push liberal propaganda, you should have the nerve and the balls to talk to a reporter who asks you questions when a camera's shoved in your face.
Quite right, too. We have to go to break. If you'd like to hang on just for a second afterwards, I'll ask you about a couple of other things, if that's all right, Laura. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Never were truer words spoken. There is a war on for everyone's mind in the Florida shooting. I'm here with Laura Luma, who is in Florida for InfoWars. Now, CNN reporters who are down there are taking the opportunity not just to spread propaganda about gun control, but to harass pensioners for the crime of supporting Trump on Facebook. CNN showed up in Broward County, presumably they were down there already for the Florida thing, and showed up at an old lady's home because she runs a Facebook group about Trump. They showed up at the old lady's home. Gruen Goldfarb runs the Team Trump Broward County Facebook page, which CNN claims posted numerous times about events that were promoted and encouraged by the Russians. Oh, you mean like Michael Moore's anti-Trump extravaganza outside Trump Tower? Give me a break. I'm going to get Laura Loomer's take on this after we play the clip. This clip is CNN showing up at an old lady's home to harass her about so-called Russian collusion because she runs a Facebook page about Trump on the internet. Here's the clip.
But what part of it in this is a cover-up? What are you saying that's not true or what?
The Russians? I don't care if they were involved or not. That to me is the least important thing.
But they were involved with you. Did you guys know that?
They weren't involved with us. You know, just make sure that you report it correctly, that, you know.
But you guys were involved with being patriotic, right?
Very, very patriotic, but not...
Being patriotic was the group that contacted and helped organize some of these activities that you posted on your own Facebook account.
Those were legitimate.
Those were Russians.
They were not Russians. I don't go with the Russians.
Look at that. My goodness, you can leave it there.
I have nothing to do with the Russians.
Laura, what do you think about this? CNN rocking up. I love the dogs in the background. She's out there just like, what are you doing? Who are you? Why? This lovely old lady. Meanwhile, while they're telling us, you know, not to believe in conspiracy theories and how dare we and calm it down and stop it, they're harassing an old lady about Russian collusion. Poor old dear. You should go and talk to her. What do you think?
Well, you know, I just want to let her know there is the stand your ground policy in Florida.
I would say, you know what? I think that I would say, so stand your ground, you know, the castle doctrine. All you have to establish is that you are genuinely in fear of your life or property. Well, I would say the presence of CNN reporters represents a clear and present danger to my family's security. There we go. That's why she gets the big bucks. Great answer. Thanks for spending some time with us, Laura, today. CNN reporters on your property representing a clear and present danger, just, you know, as a health note to our Floridian viewers. Don't pull your gun on reporters. Don't pull your gun on reporters. Whatever you do. Now, moving on, Professor Snowflake, it isn't just students in America who are getting their feelings hurt and getting very, very, very upset about it. A professor in one of America's higher education establishments claims to have had their entire holiday ruined over an op-ed about free speech. Now, you'll remember we talked yesterday about a story that was published on Philly.com about, it's a very erudite piece, it's interesting, it's a thought-provoking, by no means a rabble-rousing piece, about the erosion of bourgeois values in America, and with the resulting consequence for culture. You'll remember that. Well, the author of that, as a professor, is obviously quite right. And the way you know she's right is that the breakdown in masculinity, in male virtues, the attack on men, this idea of toxic masculinity that's run away, and men becoming increasingly less able to perform the functions that we traditionally associate with manhood. We know it's true. Why? A report out just this week that says that the armed forces, the army, cannot get enough recruits who are actually eligible to join the military because people are doing too many drugs, people are, you know, all kinds of bad lifestyle choices brought about by the crisis in masculinity. Well, anyway, she's writing about all of this stuff. Fat, unhealthy Americans threatening Trump's defense surge thanks to a breakdown in the country's bourgeois culture, that sense of discipline. Anyway, her op-ed, which was anti-political correctness, has caused an uproar at the University of Pennsylvania. She says, her name is Amy Wax, some cultures are better than others, and I don't shrink from the word superior. And here's what she told the Wall Street Journal after it happened. Shortly after my op-ed appeared, and remember, this is a perfectly reasonable, you know, mild-mannered op-ed, I ran into a colleague I hadn't seen for a while and asked how his summer was going. He said he'd had a terrible summer, and I'm saying he looked so serious I thought someone had died. He then explained that the reason his summer had been ruined was my op-ed, and he accused me of attacking and causing damage to the university students and the faculty. One of my left-leaning friends at Yale Law School found this story funny. Who would have guessed an op-ed could ruin someone's summer? But beyond the absurdity, note the choice of words. Attack and damage are words that you typically use with your enemies, not colleagues or fellow citizens. At the very least, they're not words that encourage the expression of unpopular ideas, which is, of course, surely the purpose of higher education in the first place. Professor Wax, who wrote a very mild-mannered op-ed, which was anti-political correctness, has now been asked by her dean, as a result of her colleagues feeling so attacked, personally victimized by someone expressing an opinion about the trajectory of American culture, has been asked by her dean to take a leave of absence and to cease teaching a mandatory first-year course. They're taking her away from students for the crime of expressing an opinion. He said the dean said he was getting pressure to banish her for her unpopular points of view and hoped that her departure would quell the controversy. When Professor Amy, suggested it was his job as leader to resist such illiberal demands, he explained that he's a pluralistic dean who must listen to and accommodate all sides. Well, presumably that means all sides on the left. Free speech is under unprecedented threats in crisis like never before. A free speech-related story from Spain. Spanish rapper has been jailed for a song in which, and some listeners are going to have disagreements with me on this one. This is a song in which he glorifies terrorism, and he says that Palma de Mallorca, which is a palace where Spanish royals live and spend their summer holidays, deserved an atom bomb, and people wanted the deaths of these pigs. The language of the rap, according to the judge, is extreme, provocative, allegorical, and symbolic. Well, you know what? It is horrible. It is horrible to glorify terrorists. It's stupid to attack people for no reason, but it is also his right as an artist. And I know some people listening to this are going to react with revulsion and displeasure and horror at this, you know, undoubtedly ignorant loser's silly lyrics. But if you really want to go down the road of Europe, America, and start jailing people, not just for expressing opinions, but for creating art that reflects their political priorities, if you really want to go down that road where artists become jailed for wrongthink, you're going the right way about it. This is the path we're headed on. The erosion of the First Amendment, just as bad as the attacks, thanks to Florida, on the Second. We'll be right back.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. If you would like to call in, you may do so. And in the last segment of the second hour today, I'll be taking your calls on any subject you like. Call me to compliment my hair, insult my accent, ask for political guidance, or maybe you're going on a date and you want to know what to say to the girl. Of course, you can call us and talk about any of the substantive and serious issues of the day, too. And the number, in case you don't know it by now, is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you'd like to call in, and in 10 or 15 minutes or so after the next break, we will take your calls to round out the hour on any subject you like. Next hour, Alex Jones is back in studio in his own show. I don't know if I'll give him his seat back. I haven't decided yet. Maybe he'll be my guest. Alex Jones live in studio with me next. Now, moving from the free speech crisis to one of the primary causes of the clampdown on free speech, and that is identity politics. Adam Rippon, who appears to have been placed on the Olympian team solely for not only being gay, but also being, well, very gay. And apparently, in the absence of any talent, but the presence of a flamboyant personality, he's been fated by the media to discuss slipping standards and unusual choices as a result of the cancer of identity politics. Is another homosexual. Chadwick Moore joins us. He is a journalist and media personality. You're most probably you will recognize him from Tucker Carlson's show, where he's a regular commentator on social issues. Anytime they want somebody on to make sense of the nonsense about LGBTQ whatever, Chadwick is a former writer for Out magazine and editsdangerous.com, among other things. Chadwick, welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. I'm great. It's warm and sunny here in New York. So go global warming.
Well, the warmer the better. Adam Rippon. Now, I said the other day I wanted to create a new TV show called Straight Eye, because Netflix has just brought back Queer Eye, which it seems to me is quite outdated now. You know, I think we all know what gay people think straight guys should do. But there are a lot of gay people who could do with butching up. Now, you're towards the butcher end of homosexuals. Adam Rippon, however, is not. Now, he came 10th, didn't qualify for the American team, but he was sent out to Pyongyang Chang anyway, and has been given endless media coverage because of his well, you only have to see him you only have to see him in action to know why the media loves him so much. What is going on here? Why is the media giving lavish praise and excessive coverage to somebody who isn't that good an athlete? What is happening? Why the Adam Rippon extravaganza on NBC?
Well, you know who's not thrilled about Adam Rippon, and that's Johnny Weir, because he's kind of gunning for his token homosexual news commentator spot. The media, you know, this is you have Adam Rippon coming out. He's saying these ridiculous things about the vice president. With people like this, I like to play a game called Stupid or Sinister. So is it that he's just stupid and he doesn't really understand that culture has moved beyond where he is? Is he stupid and he doesn't understand that the reason why he's upset about Pence is because of something that had nothing to do with gay people that happened 18 years ago? Or is he more malevolent when he virtue signals, you know, like a Hillary Clinton or something? And I think with him, the answer we have is he's maybe neither. I think he skews towards the stupid, but he is an opportunist. And just today on CNBC, he was sort of asked about sponsorships and what he wants coming out of the Olympics, and he basically said, "I want money. I love money." Well, good for you, Adam. That's wonderful. We love people who like money. The problem here is you're basing it on this narrative of gay oppression in America, and this narrative of I'm here and I'm queer, get used to it, at the Olympics when
it's about 20 years old. Yeah, nobody cares about this anymore.
Nobody cares.
I've been very, very gay, very publicly. I've had my face on the side of a bus with the word, and I'm allowed to say this, so you're not allowed to get upset, listeners. You would faggot on the side of a bus, you know, in huge letters, getting off at truck stops in Tennessee in a dress. And people have said, looked me up and down and given me a little sort of like, there. Calm it down. But you know, and then come up to me and said, you know, I don't know about all this lifestyle stuff, but I think what you're doing is brave. So you carry on. The worst that Americans will do is say they'll pray for you, which, you know, you could say was a bit patronizing, but you know, that's nothing compared to the bile and vitriol that you received, for instance, from coastal liberals because you started expressing the wrong opinions when you came out as conservative, famously in the New York Post. It was a far worse experience for you, I would wager, than any gay person has had coming out in America in the last 10 years. What mystifies me about this is, I mean, if he wants to make money, then he should really just be a better skater, shouldn't he? Because he's not a particularly good one. He's got the faggy flounces off, but he doesn't seem to be able to get the high marks necessary to reach the top of his game. We've seen this before, haven't we, with people who don't succeed at the highest levels in their chosen sport or profession, and who see social activism and identity politics as a route to easy fame and riches. It's a pattern, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. And I'm sure if we could in a minute name 20 people who've done this. And this goes for Hollywood too. Look at all the actors who are so subpar. I'm thinking of one of them that you've maybe gotten a little scuffle with on Twitter, who then goes into the social justice angle because they have nothing else. And then, you know, if it works, then they get movies, they get roles, simply because they have the right politics and they're good at expressing those politics. Look at his punchable little face.
Do you know what? Do you know what? This guy with those the over-groomed, trimmed, waxed, tweezed, plucked, campy bagginess of it all, he makes me want to gay bash. Like, I'm looking at Adam Rippon. He just makes me want to go out and punch gay people because, you know, this is what we have on television. This is what people think that gay people are. Well, you know what? Guess what, liberals? Newsflash. Some gay people are really crap. We're not, you know, some of us are not, you know, we're not all these beautiful magical elves that you can use to beat Republicans with. Some of us are Republicans, and many of us do not subscribe to this awful, you know, like you see Love and Hip Hop, and there's like, you know, these like sassy black women who always have like a wax tweezed and plucked Hispanic gay friend who's just sitting in the wings and kind of loving the drama, you know, and it just makes me want to kill myself and tear my hair out.
That's why they hate gay conservatives so much, because they bank so much of their livelihood on this narrative that, you know, they're oppressed and they're, you know, whatever, they have to, like, loud and proud. And they've got this huge enemy on the right that's trying to take their freedoms away. Meanwhile, there's people like you and me and countless others who are like, no, we're conservative. We don't have any kind of a problem. What else you got? You know, here on the right, we're fighting actual battles that are far more important than the gay rights movement ever was. And that's what, as you were mentioning earlier, the battles for the Constitution, for free speech and the First Amendment, far more important than anything the gay rights movement ever stood for when you consider the consequences down the road.
Right. I mean, at their best, they made a half-hearted effort, for AIDS and whatever, but it was only when AIDS was taken over by the mainstream, by straight people, that anything good actually happened. it was only when straight people started caring that it became an effective protest movement, and since then, being wrapped up in transgender pronouns, instead of the threat of, I don't know, Islam, running out of
it's transgender, all this transgender mania, and Islam is driving.
What do you think
so
about? What do you think about big trans? Big trans, huge. So there's a new report out. Says $400 million has been spent so far on transgender activism, and this is primarily led by big donors and lobbies and corporations. We've got to go in 30 seconds. Give us your opinion on big trans, the corporatization of the transgender lobby.
It has nothing to do with men in dresses, has everything to do with breaking down the family, breaking down what constructivism, propagating constructivism deconstructivism, I'm sorry. And the family's not real, gender's not real, nothing's real. We can reinvent society however we want to.
Thank you very much, Chadwick Moore. I'm sorry we don't have more time. Great to speak to you. Thank you for your assistance. See you, listeners. There are some good gay people after all. We'll be right back. 877-789-2539 if you want to call.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm Milo. We're live from Austin, Texas. You've enjoyed this segment. I am at dangerous.com. That's where I live. You can go to dangerous.com/join. Sign up for The Milo Show. It comes to you live. No, it doesn't come to you live. It comes to you pre-recorded. Live-ish. Monday to Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central. And meanwhile, we're back here in Austin, Texas. And it's simple. The more toxins and diseases find their way into your system, the more important it is that your body's detox systems can keep up. Liver and kidneys are super important, and milk thistle extract will help with that. InfoWars Life iCurin 30-day liver cleanse is at an introductory price of $19.95, which is 50% off. Half off, which is lovely. I promised yesterday that I was going to take this home and try it for 30 days, which I will, so I'll report back to you when I next in the studio. You can grab that on InfoWarsStore.com. Help your liver and kidneys take care of and filter out all of the toxins in your body to keep you clean and healthy. The incredibly large amount of outside and dangerous toxins, we need to look after these powerful organs. And with iCurin, InfoWars has finally created a formula that can support your liver in cleaning your body and removing dangerous toxins, thanks to a powerful set of ingredients, including milk thistle, N-acetyl cysteine, this is too scientific for a gay person to read, amla fruit, buplurum root, licorice root, artichoke leaf, and many more. Now, moving to the phones, we have three people on the line. We're going to get through those calls as quickly as we can. First name is Preston, who is calling from, I don't know where he's calling from. Preston, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hey, buddy, how are you? How can we help you?
Doing great. I'm calling
from Springfield, Missouri, the Show Me State.
Welcome.
And Milo, I'm a big fan. Appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
And we are all getting sick of the liberal propaganda, and you are a great asset to our side of the fight.
And thank you very much.
I wanted to say that. You seem to love America quite a bit, especially for a foreign national. So a question I've never heard anybody ask you is, do you or have you considered becoming a citizen? And Paul Joseph Watson, if you're listening, you should put that information out as well. I think it would be great to have you as an American citizen along with Paul.
Well, thank you very much. If a media career doesn't work out, I could always serve the country in some other way. I do think this is the greatest country in the history of human civilization. I think it is the best nation on earth. I think it has the best values, and it's why I want to see it stay that way, which is why I work as hard as I do to stand up for freedoms that I wasn't even born with and that I am slowly acquiring as a result of being here. Thank you for the compliment and for the question. I am married, actually, now here, so maybe it'll happen eventually. I don't have a tearing hurry, although it would be quite nice to... I think it would be nice. It would feel good. So, yeah, I think maybe I will. We'll see. I have to work out. I don't really want to pay tax in three different countries. I have to work that out. But, you know, aspiring to be an American citizen is something that not just people from terrible countries want to do. People from all countries want to do it. You have the best country in the world, and everybody wants to come here. It would be a good idea, though, if you filtered out the people who have something to offer and can create some value and create some jobs from the people who want to bring here, who want to bring jihad, terror, and horror. George is our next caller. Thank you, Preston, for that call. George is our next caller. How are you, sir?
Oh, fine, Milo. I'm so glad to have an opportunity to speak to you.
Thank you.
I was thinking of a counter strategy. Well, since these teens wanted to ban all the guns, maybe we should look into how teens drive, like teens between into the last statistics that were shown by the Center of Disease and Control, our governmental statistics organization, 2015, there was an average of 2,333 people or young people died because they were drunk and driving, and there was 221,313 were treated in emergency rooms because of driving. So how would they like it if we said nobody between 16 and 25, unless they do not drink, should not get a license? Because isn't that more dangerous than a gun, since so many people are being mowed down by teens that are drunk? And then another statistic, unlicensed drivers. This is a very interesting statistic. This is an average between 2010 and 2014, 6,577 persons die each year from people who are unlicensed. Half of these were illegal immigrants. Houston came out with a story just recently where they were they confiscated any vehicles that couldn't show a valid insurance thing. And it just happened to be those that when they confiscated this, most of them were illegals, but not all illegals. But it's happened that the motor vehicle accidents went down 40% in the city. So maybe we should have take away the cars and of all these people that are involved in these type of accidents, and how would teens like that?
Well, it's a good point you're making. Thank you for the call. You make two points, really. One is that if we're about saving lives, if our priority is saving people's lives, then we behave quite differently, wouldn't we, from the gun control lobby, whose objectives seem to be something different. The objective seems to be more related to the breakdowns in freedom, to the overweening control of government and the rights of citizens to protect themselves against government, far more focused on that, let's say, than they are focused on preventing deaths. I think more people die of bee stings than these shootings, don't they? If you want to save lives, there are much better ways to do it than bearing down on one of the founding principles of the nation's freedom. And the second point you make, which is just as good, you know, it's... what you're trying to do is analyze a logical argument because you're taking the left at face value and providing counterfacts for an argument they're not really making. And this is a question of whether or not we want to hand over powers, hand over our freedoms to in some cases, you know, the apparatus of the state we didn't elect. And it just mystifies me as a visitor to this nation, as somebody who appreciates America as an external spectator and as a lover of your way of doing things, how willing so many Americans are to give up I mean, you guys really don't know how good you have it here sometimes. Let's do a very, very quick call before we have to wrap up the show. We've got some final messages, and I'm back in the third hour with Alex retaking his hot seat. I'll be over here. Alex is going to be breaking some news about the Florida, what do we call it now? Ongoing catastrophe. Quickly, let's go to Jonathan on the phones. We've got 1 minute to go with Jonathan. Jonathan, how are you, sir? How can we help you?
I'm going along nicely. Thanks so much, Milo, for hosting the show while Alex is gone. It's been quite a delight. I've always enjoyed your style and grace and how you communicate.
Thank you.
And very in the know and a diverse topic. And you've been through a lot, and I'm really glad you're out there championing for us.
Thank you.
Now, I feel, with that being said, I feel safe coming out to you in this way. And I look at the trans community. I look at transgender and trans species and trans races and everyone. And as a Canadian, I think I feel like a transnationalist. I've always identified as American. I love Donald Trump. I get persecuted for my beliefs up here for embracing such a remarkable leader, Commander-in-Chief. And I don't think I could marry an American woman in the kind of time slot they're changing the rules to get in the country. But I feel if I'm a transnationalist, I should be able to cross the border with open arms and greeted by my liberal friends. And yeah, make my way down south to the good-hearted people.
Maybe there should be some kind of ideological purity test put into the citizenship requirements as well. You know, there are a small slice of people every generation who truly believe in freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of everything. And those people, you know, it's incumbent upon us to stand up for our values, to explain what we believe in, and to stick up for it on behalf of everybody else, on behalf of the sleepwalkers. Because, you know, at any given time in history, most of the people in the West just blindly inherit the freedoms and rights that that they have without realizing what was given up, what was sacrificed to accomplish them, to achieve them. This generation, the millennial generation in particular, gruesomely entitled because they are the first generation to grow up without really experiencing war or terror or horrors of any kind, except, of course, being misgendered. I think a lot of people who look out on the state of free speech, free expression, capitalism, and all the rest of it in the West are looking to America for hope, but America is increasingly not providing that hope for the rest of the world. Maybe the election of Donald Trump will help to improve the situation. Who knows? Thank you very much for the call, Jonathan. I hope you've enjoyed the last 2 hours. I have been standing in for Alex Jones, but it is the Alex Jones Show, and the great man is back in the hot seat after this break. I've been Marlianopoulos. You can see more from me. The Milo Show goes out Monday to Friday, dangerous.com/join. We will be right back with Alex Jones here on the Alex Jones Show for hour number 3. See you shortly.
One out of 4 people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.